A chef instructor with the Culinary Institute of Canada says cost-conscious consumers can rein in increasing food costs by choosing the less expensive, humble cuts of meat. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
An article circulated through CanadianFoodFocus.org looks at how consumers can trim their food costs by choosing the humble cuts of meat to prepare nutritious meals at home. Chef Ilona Daniel, a chef instructor at the Culinary Institute of Canada, says people are paying closer attention to the cost of food than they have in years, and many are opting for the more challenging but less expensive cuts of meat.
Blade roast, stewing beef, ribs, necks, bone-in cuts, really anything that benefits from slow cooking. It's all about flavor, and they are, you know, we get rewarded with our patience. I think whenever you make a stew, it always tastes better somehow the second day. Or chili, you know, it's always better the next day because those flavors really come together. And it's also really convenient for our very busy world that we all live in and try to navigate, that we have meal prep also ready. So we can make a nice big batch of a braised dish and we can pop it in the freezer, or we can also have them for lunches, meals, and it just makes life a little easier. You need to shop with a plan, not a recipe. We want to look at what's on sale. We want to write a grocery list with a plan. We're going to cook once, eat it twice. We're going to, you know, embrace bones and fat and taking our time in the kitchen. We need to allow ourselves to have that luxury of time in our kitchen and connecting with our food and being excited with flavors and watching the transformation of these humble cuts. And, you know, I think it's so important for us to remember some of the most soulful, nourishing meals in the world were built on these humble cuts.
Chef Daniel says we're all doing a bit of mental math these days. She suggests we need to be asking smarter questions, such as how many meals will this make, and can I make soups or stews to stretch the food budget? For additional tips and tricks, check out CanadianFoodFocus.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.